special.
Used to have one.
Mm-hmm. And then there's one that you can put in your pocket and carry with you.
Isn't it called the same thing? Just a little
Good
one?
Well, me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just a little one.
If your car squeaks, what do?
Grease it.
And tires now are, well, they don't have that thing in them to hold air anymore.
Tubeless.
Uh-huh. Let's see, you said your lamps were coal oil.
Mm-hmm.
See, and you have your car greased, and then every 1,000 miles or 2,000 miles, you
change
the...
The oil changed.
The what?
The oil changed. Is there time? I'll put on some coffee. We'll have a cup of coffee while we answer this. Do you drink? Is it all... Oh, hey, don't drink that.
Oh, that's all right.
You think how many things you take for granted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How many things have passed from existence and you just forgot?
Yes, and that my parents had spoken of so much. Why, didn't you go back and think what that thing was? Isn't it queer how back all those many years and I can just hear a brother speaking of it and my father, and I was the tiny one in the family, and they were also many years, you know, older, that I was just like a second family, and of course always underfoot. I loved to go to the barn and I could hear them talking about those things, and the wagon, and we had a buggy. I still can't recall that, and that's going to bother me until I do.
Do you use cream or sugar?
No, thank you.
Yeah, I don't
do
that.
Am I in your way?
Mm-mm.
That's still bothering me. Isn't that awful? I'm just ready to say it, and I can hear them.
Oh, that happens to me, too. Mm. I get in class, and the student will ask something, and I won't think of it. But the next day, when there's no one around, I'll think of it, and then I'll forget it immediately.
What is your work?
I teach up there.
What?
I teach English.
English? Uh-huh, wonderful.
I teach the historical.
Oh,
now
I'll really be worried what I'm going to say for this English teacher.
Well, as I say, I teach the historical part, and this all fits in.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these expressions go way, way back,
mm-hmm.
but in many cases there will be two or three expressions that occur, and then one of them will, it will become predominant,
mm-hmm.
or become the most acceptable of the group, but
mm-hmm.
the others will still be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
sometimes these others again will emerge, and the one that we've thought was the acceptable one will sink down again.
Mm-hmm.
It's like ain't. In parts of the country, that was a very well accepted expression. Everybody used it. Other parts of the country, it wasn't.
One thing, we don't have to worry about a passing grade.
No. Oh, you get an A for this as soon as you say you'll do it.
We go on while it's making, if you want to.
All right.
How long does this go on and on?
Oh, we'll work through this. You see this great big
mm-hmm.
book? It looks
mm-hmm.
looks very imposing, but there aren't very many things on any page.
Oh.
It just gives me room to write.
Mm-hmm.
What do your numbers mean?
That is on the tape down here.
The place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just impossible to find these things on there unless you do that. It's the most frustrating thing to look for something because every minute we talk means a minute that you have to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know it's on there and you've got an 8-hour interview, you sit down and you might have to go for 7 hours and 40 minutes.
Do your tapes break very often?
I haven't had one break yet. I thought I was going to lose one this morning, but I've got a little splicing device that's very quick. You just slip it in.